This is Slapshot Radio's first episode of the season for the week of October the 10th to October the 16th. This is Slapshot Radio on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the inaugural edition of Slapshot Radio, a product of the Sports Superstation. I'm your host for the show, Ryan McKenna. During our episodes, we will feature the latest news, fantasy updates, and all the injury news you need to know, along with the occasional question of the week. Yes, all the same programs that our first podcast, The Hot Corner, had, just in a different sport, hockey, in the National Hockey League. I hope you tune in early and often, as I like to say, as we will be featuring episodes every Saturday night at the same time as you are listening to it now. In this week's show, we will talk about the Vancouver Canucks, injury troubles, George Larocque and his making of a commercial, along with a couple of older guys and their AHL news. There is lots of injury news to talk to you about also, and I hope you enjoy the show. Let's get started. This is Slapshot Radio's News of the Week. There are only 8 defensemen in NHL history to reach 1,000 points, and as of Thursday night, Nick Lindstrom is one of them. Lindstrom accomplished the feat in Thursday's win over Los Angeles Kings. In 1,336 games, Lindstrom has 229 goals and 771 assists. What a career, folks. Brendan Shanahan was demoted to the New Jersey Devils AHL team over the weekend. In 21 pro seasons, Shanahan has never played a game in the minors, and as expected, he did not report to the farm team. He is the NHL's leading active scorer, and this move was made to make sure that Shanahan was not paid his $1 million salary. Now, Shanahan wants to stay close to home, so that could factor in the decision whether he will retire now, or whether he will seek play in the AHL. Speaking of the AHL, Chris Chelios skated with the Chicago Wolves on Monday and is expected to sign a contract with the club later on this week or weekend. The Wolves, who are an AHL affiliate to the Atlanta Thrashers, have given Chelios a great opportunity, according to Chelios himself. Chelios, who is a 25-year veteran, is a 3-time Norris Trophy winner and a 3-time Stanley Cup champion. He hopes to make a return to the NHL someday. Some Olympic news to tell you about. The Russians have named former goalie superstar Vladislav Tretiak their general manager for the upcoming 2010 Winter Olympics in Vancouver, British Columbia. Tretiak will have a tough task as he will have to compete with an extremely and always dangerous Canadian squad, but the Russians do have some great players in the likes of Ovechkin, Malkin, Kovalchuk, and the names just keep on going. It will be fun to watch the Olympics, that is, for sure. George Larocque, the Habs' fourth-line tough guy, may have offended some when he was featured in promoting an alcoholic energy drink earlier in the month. Larocque is featured in the beverages commercial playing with 4 good-looking babes in bikinis playing road hockey. The drink called Octane 7.0 combines 80 milligrams of caffeine with 7% alcohol. Well, zoots. We'll post a video of this commercial. Now, Larocque apologized for the commercial, which never made it past the internet, by saying that he had a lapse in judgment and that he didn't know what they were going to promote when he got to the set. Larocque also noted that he did the ad to give the proceeds to the Animal Rights Foundation. Theo Fleury's book, Playing with Fire, a book where he describes all his addictions to cocaine and alcohol along with his playing career, was released earlier this week. The book describes how Fleury was sexually assaulted by junior coach Graham James, fueling all the rage for his booze and drugs. I purchased the book myself and am currently reading it, and I will give a full review of it when I am finished, But in the meantime, if you're interested in purchasing the book for yourself, it should be available at your local bookstore. Leave a comment also and let me know what you think of the book if I don't finish before you. More news about Theo Fleury coming up later in the show. That will wrap up our news segment for this week. This is Slapshot Radio's Injury Report. Daniel Sedin will be out for 4 to 6 weeks after breaking his left foot in a 7-1 thrashing over the Montreal Canadiens last Wednesday. A second x-ray determined the injury, and this is not good news for Canucks squad who opened the year 2-3 as of last Sunday. Steve Bernier will move up to the top line in place of Daniel, while Alex Burrows will see increased playing time. Talking about those Vancouver Canucks injuries, defenseman Sammy Salo was injured in a shootout win Sunday against Andrew Johnson's favorites, the Dallas Stars. The injury-riddled Salo injured his knee and will be out indefinitely. Trent Hunter did not have the start to the season he was hoping for. Hunter was injured in Thursday's game against Ottawa when he tore a pectoral muscle in his chest. He is expected to miss 2 to 4 weeks. James Wisniewski suffered a sprained right shoulder in Saturday's shootout win over the Philadelphia Flyers. The Ducks defenseman is listed as week-to-week, and the Ducks made the move to call up defenseman Brendan Mickelson from the Toronto Marlies of the American Hockey League to take his place in the lineup. Buffalo D-man Andre Sequeira will miss 2 weeks after injuring his ribs. Tony Lindman, who missed the first 3 games due to injury, will take his place in the Sabres lineup. The Minnesota Wild are struggling out of the gate with a record of 1-4 win-loss and have lost a lot of key guys due to injury. Do not help that cause. Cal Clutterbuck, the enforcer, was put on the injury list on Tuesday with a high ankle sprain. Joining him on that list is Pierre-Marc Bouchard, who saw a concussion specialist on Saturday, and he is out indefinitely. Thomas Vanek, who was thought to be out for quite a while after encountering an upper body injury on Tuesday, gave the team some good news on Wednesday. Vanek pointed out that he is feeling much better on Wednesday and could be ready sometime this weekend, although reports now say that he won't be ready for either of the two Sabres games this weekend. The Sabres play both Friday night against the Islanders and Saturday against the Atlanta Thrashers. Coach Lindy Ruff said that he could possibly see Vanek play on Saturday night, but as for Friday, that would be a stretch. Through 4 games, Vanek has 3 goals and a +2 rating. Columbus Blue Jackets have had a great start to the year, but had a little hiccup on Wednesday when defenseman Jan Heda suffered a MCL sprain and will miss 4 to 6 weeks. Johan Franzen underwent successful surgery on his ACL Friday, and he hopes to return to the lineup in February. Franzen suffered the injury earlier this week in a game against the Chicago Blackhawks. Well, that will wrap up our injury report. This is Slapshot Radio's Question of the Week. Theron Fleury, as we talked about earlier in the episode, released his book this week called Playing with Fire. I had said that I would give a review of this book once I am done, but in the meantime, let's talk about the bigger issue here. Should Fleury pursue legal action against Graham James, his former junior coach? Well, this is a pretty easy answer if it's coming from one of us on the street who only saw Theo Fleury for being that 5'6" ball of fury on the ice. If it were me being Fleury, then yes, I would pursue legal action against that man. But I've never been sexually assaulted or taken drugs such as cocaine. Let's be honest here. If you were Theo Fleury, who was sexually assaulted, then yes, you would probably come out and go to court. The amount of pain that Theo must be feeling right now and for the last 20 years must be unbearable. I can't think of any words that can describe what Theo was feeling during those dark times of his. All it takes, though, is reading the prologue to his book Playing with Fire to know the portion of pain that he was feeling. I believe now that Theron Fleury will take legal action against Graham James, but it won't be for another week to 2 weeks, maybe even longer. In an interview done by TSN's Darren Dreger Thursday, Dreger asked Fleury if he will pursue legal action. Fleury's response to this is that he has the people in place to do so, it's just a matter of time. Ultimately, I think this is the best decision for Theo to make, is to take legal action. It might not take away all the pain, but it might make him feel a little less alone at night. Don't forget to pick up the new autobiography of Theo Fleury called Playing with Fire at your local bookstore. That was the question of the week. This is Slapshot Radio's Who's Hot and Who's Not Fantasy Update. Alright, who's hot in the NHL this past week? Well, this should be no surprise to too many of our viewers, as Alex Ovechkin, well, we may as well name off the superstars early. Ovechkin is first in almost every category in the league. He is first in shots. He has 55 shots, first in points with 14, and first in goals with 7 to start off the season. Now, for the Washington Capitals, they're in that weak Southeast division where really they shouldn't really be in first place, but they are with a 3-2-2 record. That's wins, loss, and overtime loss. Ovechkin's going to have a big year, folks. Don't get me wrong. I think he'll lead the Russians to, I'm going to predict, a gold medal final, if not a gold medal, at this year's Olympics. And also, I think he's just going to dominate the year. But it depends on his play of his line mates. Semin and Backstrom, they need to play well alongside him as well if he's going to keep up these statistics that he has now. Over now to who's not in the likes of the Toronto Maple Leafs. We could just argue that the whole Maple Leafs squad is struggling right now. Now, the Leafs are dead last, losing all 6 of their games so far. They haven't had a win in regulation. Them, along with the New York Islanders, are the only team in the league not winning in regulation yet. The Leafs' record is 0-5-1, with just that 1 point to show for. Now, I believe that the biggest key to this is the struggling of 3 main players. Those players being 1, Jason Blake, 2, John Mitchell, and 3, Mike Komisarek. Let's start off with Komisarek. Komisarek's a -4, no points. That shouldn't come as too much of a surprise, especially to us Habs fans, as he never really did contribute offensively. But the big category here is the penalty minutes. He is taking an awful lot of stupid penalties, penalties that cost him at least 3-4 goals already this season. He's going to have better discipline if the Leafs are going to turn things around here. On to John Mitchell now. John Mitchell's a -5, which is second worst on the team. He only has 2 assists. Mitchell's got to step up in a bigger role in that centerman role. He has to lead a little bit now. He came off a pretty good campaign last year. He's got to step it up another notch this year. As for Jason Blake, leading the league in a bad way. He is a -6 with just 1 goal and 1 assist. He's been, I guess, for the veterans, the worst of them all. He just has not been producing all offensively or defensively, really. I'd say the least, it's sad to say this right now, but I'd say the least best player right now would have to be either Cabaret with his team leading 4 points. Ponikroski has that many as well, or Colton Orr. Colton Orr has been really setting the tone for that Leafs squad with 26 penalty minutes. I think he's almost fought in every game so far this year, I believe. The Leafs are going to have to turn things around one way or another, but it's going to have to start with those 3 players, Blake, Mitchell, and Komisarek, to turn things around. That was the Who's Hot and Who's Not Fantasy Update. Alright guys, this was a very fun and successful episode, I would say, by my standards. I hope everyone enjoyed it, and I also hope that you tune in every week from now on. We will be posting it at 5 Eastern every Saturday, folks, every Saturday, unless there is a major hiccup in my schedule, which shouldn't be often as I won't be doing too much else. Anyways, folks, once again, I hope you enjoyed it. A big shout-out to Ken Quigley out there. He wanted me to give him a shout-out. Thanks for tuning in, Ken. And also thanks to Mitchell, Dylan, and Pat for their comments on our unveiling of this Slapshot Radio. Have a good week, folks, and we'll leave you with some Stereos. Yes, they were famous for that hit in the summer called Summer Girl. Well, they got a new hit out called Throw Your Hands Up. They are also huge Edmonton Oilers fans. They are also from that area. Alright guys, we'll be peacing out for this week. Have a good one.
Slapshot Radio is a presentation of Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Technical director is Matthew McKenna. Assistant Technical Director is Mitchell McKenna. Theme song music by Sloan. Money City Maniacs. Have a good week, folks.
Come on, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Come on, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Come on, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Come on, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Come on, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Come on, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up. Come on, throw your hands up. Throw your hands up now. If you're feeling my soul all night long, throw your hands up and we can't go wrong. What do you say?
We're here to stay.